to pray for me. My voice is a little sore, so I may mess up somewhere.
Their heads were low, their steps were slow, as they walked along that long Emmaus road. Then a man appeared, and as he drew near, said, "Why are you so sad? Are things really that bad?" And they said, "Sir, have you not heard? Why, you must be a stranger in this town. For the one who came in the Father's name, well, he has been cut down. They laid his body in the ground." And as they walked and talked, he began to explain about this Jesus and why he came. He opened the scriptures, began to teach. That old preacher of preachers began to preach. He said in the wilderness the children had nothing to eat. Oh, but manna from heaven fell down at their feet. When they were dry and thirsty in a foreign land, living water came forth out of a rock in the sand. When the three Hebrew children were thrown in the flame, the fourth man appeared and they called him by his name. The manna and the water, the man, they're all the same. If you're still confused, let me say this real plain. He said, "It was me, it was me. I'm the one you left back there on Calvary." And who do you think hung the stars in the sky? Who do you think made the day and the night? Who made the flowers? Who made the trees? Who made the sun and the moon and the sea? And who gives a life to all who believe? And who do you think made that blind man to see? And who do you make air that you breathe? And who conquered death and won the victory? And he said, "It was me. It was me. I'm the one that died for you on Calvary. It was me. Who loved you when no one else could? And who saved you when no one else could?" And he said, "It was me.